Nofkulahu Treisa Yachishosa. Shaul already, he died already for 12 months. The halacha is V'loy Darke L'mispedei. It's not a derech to say I spayed him after 12 months. Like, we can't do anything anymore. The avera that was done, we can't fix it up anymore. Shaul is mazed 12 months, we can't say I spayed him now, it's too late. Shrashi Treisa Yachishosa, Lav Davko, the Korav L'Tlosin Shonin, who was close to 12 years. Shrei Soif Shanoisa Shal David, it was the end of David's life. After 12 months, after a year, you don't give a spadim upon a mace. So therefore, Koponim David said about this chet, I can't do anything about it. It's too late. Next one. Nisinim. Nikrinu v'nafaisinu. So David and Melech wanted to call them the Nisinim and try and be mafais them. Like Hashem told David, he was angry at the fact that Shaul did not treat the Nesinim nicely. He did killed out the city, Noiv Irakanim, that was feeding them. So it was considered like Shaul had them killed out. So he did something not nice to the Gevonim. So David wanted to talk to the Gevonim, to mimifize them, to try and appease them, that Hashem should let off the famine, Hashem, like they should be Meichel. So the Pesach says, Vayikra Melech LeGevonim. That David called the Gevonim and said to them, what can I do to you that you should forgive us and you also should give a bracha to Klal Yisrael? In other words, I want you to be meichel us. What can I do? I'll give you money, you should be meichel us. So the Gevonim answered back to David like this, Ein lanu kesev zovim shoyol v'im beisoy. We don't need any money, any silver, gold from Shaul. That's not what we want. We ain't lanu ish. We don't want people either. But you know what we do want? Yutan lanu shiva anoshim ibonov. We want 7 of his children. V'ukanam l'Hashem. We want to hang them up. Chayes to cover Hashem. That's what they want to do. It's Rashi. V'ukanam tluya. That's what the Gevonim wanted. As they will not be mafuyas, they will not be appeased, they will not forgive. Klal Yisrael, not for money and not for anything else, just the only revenge they wanted was to see that the 7 sons of Shaul should be hanged up. Is Mefes Leifaisu. Is what happened, so David HaMelech saw that he couldn't convince them to be Meichel Klal Yisrael. So now David said like this, Oma, this is the Maskon of the Gemara before. Before we ask the question, how come David made Gzeira to make them into Avodim? So David said like this, Oma, Shloisha simonim yesh bo mezu. Klal Yisrael has 3 nice simonim about a Jew. If you want to know who's a Jew, he has one of these 3 simonim. Harachmonim, Klal Yisrael has a midah rachmonim. The Yavrachmonim, Vabaishonim, they're mavuyish, they're embarrassed. Vagoim lechasodim, and they do nice deeds to one another. That's a Jew. Rachmonim, what's the right? They have mercy upon one another. The Chassid Pesach says, V'nosan lecho rachamim richamecha. So in Mekitsa you see Klal Yisrael has this midah, they have the midah of Rachmonim, they have their kind. They have mercy. By Shonim, how do we know they get embarrassed? The Chassid Pesach says, Bavur tia yirosoi al penechem. The Klal Yisrael has yiros Hashem, means they're embarrassed of Hashem. They have yiros, that's called a babusha. Goyim lechasodim, where's the right to do kind deeds to one another? The Chassid, Lamana sheyitzav ezbonev yezbeis yacharov. So Bekitza, David said, who's a Jew? Somebody has these 3 nice midas. Now, kol sheyesh by shloshes simonim alelu, roi l'dovik b'yomazu. Any person, even a guy, that has these 3 simonim, it's not so gefelach, they could be close to a Jew. Mashenkein, David saw the way these gevonim have no rachmonis, have no gemilas chasodim, have no baishonim, they're terrible midas. That the only way they would mafuyas, they would be forgive Klal Yisrael, is if they get 7 kids and hang them up, a terrible midah. They won't take money, they won't forgive, they're not rachmonim, they're not paishonim, they're not gomli chasodim. So when David saw this, David made gzeira that we don't want any gevonim to mix into Klal Yisrael. So we'll soon see, so because of this, David made gzeira they should have a din like an eved kanani, and we know we don't mix with an eved kanani. That's the reason why David made them avodim. Now, weiter, negate to the actual pasuk itself. Then the pasuk says, so what did David do? Weiter, this was min ha-shamayim. That David saw he has to be mafayiz them. He has to do something. So mainly went back to do what they wanted. Rizpah. The pasuk says, "Va'yikach haMelech eshnei b'nei Rizpah." So David first took the two sons of Rizpah, Bas Ayam, Asher Yoda Lishol, that was born to Shaul, Es Armoni v'Es Mipiboshes. These two sons, v'Es Chameshes b'nei Michoel. Then he took the five sons of Michoel, Bas Shaul, Shaul's daughter. Asher Yoda Liad Rio Bar Bezili, that she gave birth from Adrio Bar Barzili, Hamachulasi. Yeah, these were the seven children that David HaMelech gave over to the Gevinim, and they tackle hung them. For the Gemara Maishanahani, how did David know who to pick? How can he pick punk these seven? Omar Rav Huna, Heviram Lefnei Oren, Avada, David didn't do it by himself. It was Alf Min Hashmayim, but he brought the whole Mishpach, all the children of Shaul, in front of the Oren. Kol Sh'oren Koltoi Lamisa. Whoever the Oren like pulled close to the Oren, those were the ones that were supposed to be given over to be killed. Kol Sh'ein Oren Koltoi, whichever the Oren did not catch, take close, is L'chaim, they were supposed to live. So Kisu is Min Hashmayim that these seven children had been given over to the Gevinim, and that attack killed him. Mosiv Rav Chana bar Ketina. Here's the question. Says Vayachmol HaMelech al Mipiboshes, that David HaMelech had Rachmonis upon Mipiboshes, Ben Yonis and Ben Shul. Shloi Heviroi, he did not let him go. For the Gemara V'chimas upon him Yesh B'Dover. Like, how could that be if he put him by the Oren and the Oren said that he has to be killed? How could David go against L'Dvar Hashem to save him? Elo the Pshat is like this. Heviroi V'Koltoi, that David put him near the Yoren, and the Yoren chapped him, took him. So David saw he's supposed to take a die. Obikishol of Rachim and Lepotoi. So David HaMelech was mispalo for him, and then the Yoren threw him away. For the Moravi Akati mass upon him, Yeshua David. Still, it's not nice. Like, if the Yoren collected him already, like, took him, Mashma Hashem wanted him to be killed. It's not nice for David to mispalo to save him. El, the Pshat is like this. Shebikesh Rachim Shloyakotenu Oren. He davened before the Oren took him in the first place. That David HaMelech davened from Mipiboshes that the Oren should not take him. For the Gemara Ivok, here the pasuk says, Lo Yimaisu Avos Abonim, Chostamatzka, shall come these seven children of Shaul had to die because of Shaul HaMelech's chet. And it was Shaul HaMelech that did something wrong. That he had the ear of Noiv killed out that fed these Gevinim. He did something wrong. So how come now, like Minashmaim, his seven children had to die because of that? Aye, the pasuk says, "Lo yumsu avos abonim," that the kids don't die for the chet of the bonim, of the fathers, of the both ways. The father doesn't die for the son, and the son doesn't die for the father. From Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan, mutir shetiaker roisachas min haTorah vayischal l'shem shemayim befahesia. It's better that this should happen, that there shouldn't be a chil Hashem. So Rashi says, V'yal Yizchalel Hashem Shemayim, Shihumas Oymrim Eimumas Zurim L'Divakbo, that the Goyim should not say, talk bad about Klai Yisrael. Shirei Poshtu Yidayim Begerim, Litom Azunasayim, V'lo Yosel Hem Nekama, that they went ahead and didn't act nice to the Gerim, and they didn't do anything. So the reason why the Bnei Shaul had to be killed out now was Poshtu Yishnaf Yichil Hashem. Notice the Gevoinim were going around talking so bad about Klai Yisrael. And the only way David could be mafias them was giving up these seven children. So it was Min HaShemayim he was supposed to do it, but after take away the Chil Hashem, here was different. Right, it's the pasuk says, Vatikach Ritzpah Basayo Es HaSak, she took the sack, Vatiteyo Lo Al Atzur, she put it on the rock, Metchilas Ktzir, from the beginning of the time of the Ktzir, when you cut down things, Ad Nosa Mayim Aleim. Until Ad Nisach Mayim Aleim, until Min HaShemayim, until the water came down Min HaShemayim. Rashi means Ad Nosach Mayim Aleim Ad Yomos Hageshamim LeNitnu LeKvura. That is, they weren't buried until the rain came down. V'Lo Nosnu Oif HaShemayim LeNuach Aleim Yomam V'Chayis Asod Alayla, and the birds didn't come to them and the Chayis didn't come to them. So the kids of Mamish, their bodies stood there hanging for a while until the rain came down. I fret Gemara v'aksiv, the pasuk says, lo yisol nevelos el eitz. There's the Gevoin of Taika took these seven kids and hung them. And they were staying there until the rain came down. I, the pasuk says, even if you hang somebody, you now let him hang overnight, you're supposed to bury him. Ham Reb Yechner, Mishum Roshim ben Yetzadik, again, muter shetiyaka reisachas min haTorah, it's kedai to do something that the Torah doesn't say like, v'yizkadeh shem shemayim v'fahesiyah, that there should be a kiddush Hashem here. That why? Because the longer they stay there, people that walk back and forth are going to see what happened. They're going to ask, how come these seven kids are hanging? Is Halal b'nei Malachim? These are children of kings. Uma also posh yedayim begerim. You know why? Because they didn't act nice to the gerim, gerurim. Therefore, they took the nekama and they did this to the bad people. So, in other words, you see how good the Jews are? That if somebody does something bad, they take care of it. They take the nekama. So, Amru ein lacha umma shuri ledobek bo kizu, that they said, it's good to be close to Klai Yisrael. Oma b'nei malachim kach, b'nei hedyartis lachas kama v'kama. Like, ma duch, the king's men did something wrong. They took nekama, and they have good law. They make sure that people act nice. Halachas kama v'kama, if some hedyartis do something wrong, for sure they'll act nice, they'll take nekama. Oma gerim gerurim kach, Yisrael lachas kama v'kama. Is miyad nisoisva Yisrael meyav v'chemishim elef enechnami. Right away, 150,000 goyim wanted to become Jews. In other words, they saw what type of a law the Jews have. They all had cheshit to become a Jew. Yeshenema, the pasuk says, va'yihi lishloimoi shivim elef noisei sabol oshimoinim elef choitzei fahar. He had mamre 70 and 80. That's 150 he had. And Munamigom Stam, these are all Gerim. Fred Gemara Duma Yisrael Heve, may who says they were Gerim? They were Goyim, they were Mizgayir, maybe they were Jews. So Gemara said, Lois Sakadaita, don't think like that. You see the Pasuk says, Ume B'nei Yisrael, Loinosan Shloim Evid. From the B'nei Yisrael, Shloim did not make an Evid. So here that he had these 150,000 Avodim, it had to be from the Gerim, the Goyim, they were Mizgayir. For the Gemara of Dilma Dugzer Bialma, not that they're real avodim here, maybe just found they had to do work, like every Jew has to do work. For the Melech, that's what they were doing, not to a mamish, not to the mamish avodim. So as Elom Yehoch from a different pasuk, it says, Vayispar Shloimai Kol HaNoshim HaGerim Hashem Eretz Yisrael. He counted how many Gerim there were. Vayimtzu Meyo V'chamishim Elef. He found out that there was 150,000. Vayas Mehem, he made from them Shivim Elef Noisei Sabol Shemayim Elef Chaitzvei Bahar 70 and 80. So Kitza says clearly that what? That the 150,000 Gerim came after this Maisa with the Gevonim. Now, so I call upon him after the story. This is the reason why David was grazed upon the Nesinim, upon the Gevonim, that they should have a din like an Evid, that we should not mingle with them. We should stay away from them. Why did David make the Xero? Because we saw they had these bad midos. They have no rachmonis, they have no gilmi chasodim, they're not baishonim, they don't deserve to be part of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, David made exer upon them, Taisa Shita is, it's a rabbonim dekadin that they have a did like an evit. Rashi Subas is mashma, that's the whole gzera. That David made the midraiser their mutter, it's only midrabbonim that they're also, because David made them like an evit. I call upon him here, it says David made them for avodim. Gemara Sakashi, is that true? For the Gemara on Nisinim, David Gozer Aleim, Moshe Gozer Aleim. There was a Gzera way before Moshe Rabbeinu made a Gzera upon them. The Pasuk says, Mechaitav Eitzecho, Atshoiv Memecho. That Moshe was Gozer, that these Nisinim, they should be Avodim, they should schlep the water for us, and chop the wood down. So Gemara says, Moshe Gozer Lehudoro. Moshe Rabbeinu only made a Gzera for that door. Drashi Moshe Gozer Aleim Lehudoro. At his times, the Gevonim then, that were slapping the water, and the Veitzim, they became Avodim. Mashenke, the future generation, Moshe did not make a Gzeira upon them. David Gozal Kulidora. But David, at his times already, he saw how bad they were, that such bad midas, he made a Gzeira always, that they should remain Avodim. It wasn't only Moshe and David, but Yeshua was Gozer on them. The pasuk says in Yeshua, "Vayitnem Yeshua b'yom hu choit v'yetzim v'shoy v'mayim lo'edo l'mizbeach Hashem." That Yeshua, after the Gevonim played a trick on Yeshua and acted like they came from a faraway nation, they weren't from the seven nations. So Yeshua was makabel them. Then Yeshua found out what happened, that really they were from the seven nations. So all Yeshua did was he made them to avodim. So Yeshua gave them a din eved, that they have to work for us. to choit v'eitzim, to chop down the wood and to schlep the water. And lo'edo, for Klal Yisrael, ulo mizbeach, Hashem, they also work for the Kohanim, for the mizbeach. So Marian says, Yeshua goza bizman shebesimitish chayim. Yeshua made exero kol zaman de besimitish chayim, that we're going to need them to be avodim, to work in the besimitish, the avodin avodim. But when the besimitish is bottle, is chorov, then the adin avdis goes away. Now David gozar bizman shein besimitish chayim. David HaMelech made exero that even bizman churban a besimitish, still they remain to be avodim for Klal Yisrael.